OS from the BBC World Service 1625 here in the BBC newsroom. Now, a lot of a story a lot of people are talking about and reading today on the BBC Urdu website. It's about the wives of fishermen in India and Pakistan who are locked up in each other's country, and those women are known as half widows. Shamila Jeffrey, reporter from BBC Urdu, has been speaking to women in Doha in Gujarat and also in Sindh province in Pakistan. Shamila, great to have you with us on the programme. Could you tell our listeners a little bit, perhaps, about this story and these women?
Well, these women are wives and mothers of fishermen, and they belong to western Indian state of Gujarat in Pakistan's southern Sindh province. And these fishermen, they trawl in the Arabian Sea, and since they don't have proper navigational equipment on their small and traditional boats, they usually cross the disputed sea border between India and Pakistan and get arrested for maritime trespassing by each other's country. At the moment, there are around 400 Indian fishermen in Pakistani jails and around 200 Pakistani fishermen in Indian custody. But this is not a static number. It keeps changing. So more people will keep getting arrested and some would get released time to time.
Shamila, I want to play. This one is Laila. She's a woman from Pakistan, and talking about her husband who's in prison in India.
He is my life partner. I think about him all the time. My parents have died. I don't miss them as much as I miss my husband. I keep crying. What else can I do? The children keep asking about their father, especially my youngest daughter. She also dreams of her father's return.
So that is one voice, and I just wanted Shamila as well, because you have been speaking to these women, hear from the mother whose son is in a Pakistani prison.
I saw my son's picture on the internet and came to know about his arrest. Pakistan has arrested Indian fishermen and they've taken into custody our sons. The government should do us a favor and free their fishermen so they release ours. My husband died just a month later after my son's detention. He was so upset with his son's arrest that he died with grief. Neither can we meet him nor can we talk to him on the phone. It's been a year. We just had one bread earner. I keep sobbing and wailing all the time. My son is jailed there. There is no one to feed the family. Where should I go? For Allah's sake, please bring my son back. I cried day and night. I'm asking you in the name of Quran and in the name of the saints, please bring my son back.
Shamila, is there any chance that that wife or that mother might get their son or husband back?
Yes, chances are there, but very, very bleak, because sometimes they have to spend years and years in jail. It just depends on relations between the two countries. So if the relations deteriorate, the chance will be sort of further minimized. But if relations will improve, they have chance that they can return to their homes.
Something we have not talked about before on OS. So thank you so much for coming on the program. That's Shamila Jeffrey, reporter for BBC Urdu, one of our language services for Pakistan, and talking about the half widows, as they're known, for when they trespass into others' waters and then ending up in jail in either Pakistan or India. You're listening to OS from the BBC World Service. Nuala McGovern with you. Stay with me if you can.